Hello and welcome to What the Fork, an audio interview series where you'll discover a practical and nourishing plan to feed yourself for health and happiness. I'm your host, Sherry Clark. Over the course of this series, you'll meet dozens of experts who will give you insights into how to up-level your own life in terms of both health and happiness. You'll get practical, workable information you can put to use right away. So let's get started with today's special guest. Have you ever met someone who breaks all the rules of what you expect? Like, imagine a nun tossing an F-bomb or a hip-hop star who writes deeply about poetry and nature. Well, Dr. Kim DeRamo is a conventionally trained ER physician, but she's also an intuitive, and in my experience anyway, those two things are not in the same realm. She speaks into the world of body and mind wisdom, and in fact, she calls her online practice mind-body medicine. Dr. Kim has a book called The Mind-Body Toolkit, and as you can totally see for yourself today, she's an electric force. She can give you physiologically what is happening to the body, and she can give you advice on how to manage symptoms, but what really makes this dynamic woman different is that she will also coach you on something she calls your own body wisdom. Dr. Kim, welcome.
Thank you, Sherry. That was beautiful. I've never heard someone describe me as someone who breaks all the rules, but that was kind of fun.
Well, I thought you might enjoy that because when I met you and learned about you, you weren't what I expected. I'm like, okay, a traditionally trained physician. I already know what I'm getting here, and that's not been the case. So let's start with you and your story. You started out in a different place from where you ended up. How did that come about?
Oh my goodness, it's so many ways to tell your personal story from all like the pivotal moments that made so much happen. And I love how you talk about how every moment is that fork in the road that we can pivot on to move into greater expansion. And I've had so many of those that were that like defining moment that allowed me to create a much more expansive life. So, you know, I grew up in Boston, and so East Coast is very conventional. A lot of doctors in my family, and definitely one of those families that kind of worships the doctor. Like, medicine is this hard and fast thing, and the doctor is the one to go to, and what the doctor says matters. And for me, you know, there were some illnesses growing up and all kinds of weird things. I was always very, very aware of my body. So my mom would notice, like, just these weird things, like, I don't even know what to do with these kids, you know, what these things she's telling me, what's going on? And it wasn't like she would have taken me to a spiritual person to help me decipher what kind of these weird experiences I was having in my body with being aware of other dimensions and being aware, like, I could feel myself grow, but I could feel people's energy, you know, I could feel the energy around me and have awareness of what was happening, what was really going on in a much deeper dimension than most people experienced. But I wasn't in a space where I had any resources to decipher that or have a conversation about that. So I guess in some ways I was a rule breaker because at 16 I tried some marijuana with my boyfriend and, you know, that was definitely not something I was supposed to be doing. And
right.
That was more just out of kind of curiosity. And I had a very profound awakening experience, like kind of indescribable, but I'll just share that I began having a deeper awareness of truth. So I kind of came back from this and said to my boyfriend, like, I saw God. Because the only understanding I had for this connection with all that is came from this like religious background from Catholicism. It was very limited. So this experience of the awareness of unity consciousness, the awareness that I'm not my body, the awareness of we're made of energy. There's everything is constantly moving and changing. The awareness of how the mind is a creative power that sort of dials in the way we experience life and that we can change that dial by allowing our changes in our mind. And then certainly this awareness of how limited our medical model has been and how much we've seen only this tip of the iceberg for what's actually true about health and about the body. And that was the most profound insight that came through in this experience. And as part of this very brief experience, but it was like a download all at once. I had the awareness that I would become a doctor and that I would carry this wisdom, this insight forth into the medical field or into people looking for help in the medical field to assist them with embracing this deeper reality and allowing them to heal. And now, you know, at 16 years old, I'm 44 now, and so this is a long time ago. The concept of what I sort of downloaded and knew I was here to do made no sense in my existing reality. And there really wasn't anyone I could talk to about this. But one of the things that happened, and this is what happens for so many of us as we awaken, there's an immense amount of fear. My entire foundation of reality as I knew it had just kind of dissolved, and I could not buy back into, you know, the world is flat and, it, you know, it, this is all there is and we're separate and we're not connected and what you see is what you get. I just couldn't buy back into it. And since I didn't really have a language to explain all of this, I sounded pretty crazy, like pretty nuts. And I couldn't really kind of snap out of it to, like, follow the rules and buy back into how I was supposed to be, how I was supposed to act, how I was supposed to think. And I really needed someone to assist me with what the hell's happening, putting this all together. I am aware of what people are thinking. I'm aware of their inner conversation, and they're not aware of it. What the heck is that? I had no idea that the depth of awareness I could perceive within other people and within myself wasn't, no one else was hearing it. So it was pretty scary, and I did develop this anxiety disorder and, you know, panic attacks, anxiety, like just constant anxiety. And this was at a time when people really didn't talk about anxiety. I don't even think I described it as anxiety. I thought maybe I'm possessed by the devil. Maybe I just did this bad thing, and there's a lot of judgment around smoking weed and being this trashy kid. And I'm like, God, maybe I'm a bad kid, you know. I just had all this judgment come down on what I was experiencing. So there was a ton of fear and a lot of heaviness around this. And it took at least a decade before I was able to connect with others who also were able to have this conversation, were able to have these insights, and that I could get assistance in what is this? What am I here to do? What am I here to be? And what does that actually look like? So, you know, many spiritual experiences later, you know, today that's like kind of a normal conversation. And I live in a community where pretty much everyone is functioning in that wavelength. Like, we're not in that kind of limited world or in the space where we believe we're completely separate and that's all there is and you have an illness and that's what's going to happen. But that there's a lot of practitioners doing things in a much more expansive way. So my life is completely different now as I've begun to listen to my wisdom and follow its guidance. And, you know, we moved from Boston out to Durango, Colorado, which is like, what? It's like moving to another planet. And we just knew, like, as soon as I heard about it, we knew, like, okay, that's where we're moving. I hadn't been here. I hadn't seen it, but we knew. And we flew out a few weeks later and found our house and came here. So there is so much more fluidity in my life as I've connected with this inner guidance to establish a practice where now I'm assisting people and not just managing illness. It's actually allowing them to transmute energy so they're no longer sick. They no longer have thyroid disease or chronic fatigue syndrome or autoimmune disease, chronic pain, like fill in the blank, people are healing. So that, I guess, in a nutshell would be one really fun, awesome, amazing way to share my story.
It certainly is. Well, so have you had your own personal experience with self-healing, or is this something?
Yes.
How does that, okay, I wondered, because it sounded like, okay, this sounds like something coming from authentic experience. So talk about that.
In medical school, as we're studying pathology and disease and all the things that go wrong with the body, I began to manifest symptoms of, like, everything we were studying. And, in cardiology system, I had developed heart palpitations. And the doctor listened and found a heart murmur. And then I'm sitting there on the table, like, you know, they're doing an echocardiogram, which is like an ultrasound of the heart to look at the valves and look at the chambers of the heart. And I look over at the monitor, and I'm like, wow, that's exactly what it looks like in the book, because that's what we're studying right now. And this kept happening with like every organ system. And then, you know, I developed dysuria, which is like painful urination, as we're studying the renal system, the urologic system. And there's like no rhyme or reason why I didn't have an infection. Like no one could figure out what's going on. And then in the GI system, which is the gut, I just developed this really severe constipation. And so I kind of like, what the heck do I do? I tried everything. Nothing was working. And I called my mom and I said, Mom, what the heck is going on? She's very intuitive as well. And she said, well, maybe this, maybe that. I'm like, yeah, I already tried this. I already tried that. I don't know, Kim. Why don't you ask one of the doctors at school? Don't you have a bunch of doctors that are teaching you there? And I said, yeah, actually this week it's a bunch of GI doctors. And that's when it kind of clicked that my system was listening to the disease and the problems that I was paying attention to. And it was physically manifesting the result of that.
Wow.
So I did get the constipation cleared up, thankfully.
Yay.
But I started to realize, like, wow, something funny. This is really an interesting thing. I still had no idea what to do with that. And it was over the next year and a half, I developed a very significant chronic illness with severe pain, joint pain, muscle pain, migraines, fatigue, unrelenting fatigue, where I'm like, I don't even want to get out of bed, but maybe I should push myself through this. Some anxiety, depression a little, but it was more as a result of feeling so fatigued and miserable. And a lot of digestive problems. So it's like, oh, give up this food, give up that food. Oh, you need this supplement. You know, I tried everything. And over that year and a half, understanding that the mind and body are connected, understanding that the mind, the body can heal itself, I tried harder and harder and harder to overcome this with like mind over body, right? But that doesn't work. You can't heal yourself. What you actually need to do is open to allow the circumstances so that you can be healed, so that you receive. It's not something we actually do. In fact, the harder you try to do it, the more you block it. And it wasn't until the year and a half later, and I sat in front of this Harvard-trained doctor who told me, you have this rare form of late-onset juvenile rheumatoid something, we don't really know, and here's what you need to do. And it was like a slew of medications and lifestyle changes and limit this and rest and no more running and da-da-da-da-da. And I just felt like all the life drain, all the hope drain from me because this couldn't be my solution. And just before kind of starting to like fall into the hopelessness of despair and cry, I was like, wait a minute, Kim, you don't even believe this. This isn't even your reality. This doesn't need to be true for you. So thank this person and like, let's just get out of here and do what you really know. And it was right after that that I developed a more harmonious way of being with my body. So instead of fighting my symptoms or trying to figure them out and get beyond them, I finally surrendered. And it was like, what's right about this that I'm not getting? What is my body alerting me to or gifting me with that if I could just receive it, I wouldn't need to be sick. I wouldn't need to have these symptoms. I could actually receive this wisdom that's coming through without the resistance. And that is what allowed me to heal. And it was within just days that I had no more pain, which was like constant daily pain, no more fatigue. The fatigue released because I wasn't resisting. You know, what you resist persists. And my lab results returned to normal, my thyroid, you know, all of the inflammation. And I was quote unquote healed. I no longer had that condition.
Wow. Holy cow. So it's... This kind of almost sounds like a silly question, but I was going to say, so why has this whole mind-body concept become the foundation of your practice? And it sounds like it's because of your own personal experience. So is it possible for the everyday average person? Or because you're special, you're unique. So what about Joe Average?
We all have this ability within us. But there's differing degrees to how aware we are, how much we're connecting with that guidance and listening. And so receiving assistance, because I've had a lot of awesome assistance from mentors, is really helpful. Now, there's a difference between someone helping you because they're going to tell you what they know. Here's what you should eat. Here's what you should not eat. Here's the supplements you need to take. Here's what you need to avoid. versus someone who can assist you in connecting with your truth and your wisdom. And that's the work I do now to assist people. There's never an underlying, oh, here's what you should do and here's what you should not do, like outside of themselves. It's a really organic process. And so the things that have assisted me the most have been other people who are connected within themselves who've assisted me in this interconnection. And so virtually everything I've learned about, oh, this is adrenal fatigue, you should do this, you shouldn't do that, or here's what the research shows about blah, blah, blah. For me, it's all been just BS, just belief systems that don't necessarily apply in any way to what benefits me or what contributes to my body. And so a lot of times that would just feel so limiting, like, oh, God, I got to do this now, and maybe I've just got to be more disciplined. And it was never really my solution. So, yeah, we all have this ability to heal. We're all moving into a greater awakening right now, and we all have ability to listen more and more to open into that space of wisdom within us.
So, like, what kind of results have you seen, like, beyond you?
Well, in the beginning, there were so many people with a lot of chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, thyroid disease. And I would see that, because I can sort of feel into people's systems very easily, like, wow, this energy is coming from some hang-ups you've got with your mom, or allegiance to, you know, make her proud, and so you're not being you. Or, wow, this is a fear you've had. And sometimes we can feel into specifics about that, but usually we don't need to. You can actually just release it. So I would see people holding on to, like, this one woman in particular had a lot of discord in her relationship as a woman because of what she sort of downloaded from her mother. So her mother was, you know, home taking care of the kids, but she was dependent on the dad, and that created some discord for herself. And so this woman, she was in medical school, and she was having a really hard time, and her body was falling apart, gaining tons of weight, sluggish, fatigued, couldn't run anymore, developed a thyroid disorder, and she's like, what's wrong with me? She kept trying to push herself through this. But what we saw was when she released a lot of the emotions of fear around what she thought it meant to be a woman, that somehow, like, weak and powerless, and I have to push through that. So her relationship was falling apart because she couldn't surrender in her relationship because it meant, you know, I'll be subordinate. I won't get what I need, and right, I'll be like my mom. There was just all this multiple layers of stuff. And so when she released that from her energy system, mentally, emotionally, her body healed very, very quickly. And, you know, you and I have talked a little about EFT, meridian tapping, emotional freedom technique. I use some of that with her. That's one of the things I love to use. And then there's other mind-body tools. Heart math has a lot of great tools. And the tools are the tools, but it's really being in the space of pure love and compassion for ourselves, for the one who is scared, for the one who doesn't want to lose your mother or her valuing you, or the one who is afraid, like, oh, if I leave my job, I'll have nothing, or issues with money. Opening to that space of compassion is what allowed her to release these energies in her body. So, yes, EFT tapping is awesome, but it's not so much like the magic of the tapping as it is the space of presence you invite yourself into through the tapping, or through the breathing techniques, or through, like, fill in the blank with the tool. It's the space of presence that you open to that allows your body to heal.
Okay, so I can just imagine somebody listening to this and going, yeah, that's great, but I have a real diagnosis and I have a real disease, and of all this in your head stuff, it sounds too good to be true. Don't I still need medication? What would you say to somebody that said that?
Well, so for most of these people who work with me or participate in my group with this, including this woman I'm sharing about, she got off her medication very quickly. They had found a nodule on her thyroid on the ultrasound, and she had abnormal thyroid levels, and they told her, you need all these medications to replete your thyroid. But through doing this work, it was 1 month later, she went to follow up, and they repeated the ultrasound and repeated her lab tests, and everything was normal. There was no more thyroid nodule. Her thyroid was normal, and she didn't need the medications. So she went on to, you know, her body repleted her thyroid hormone and now could function normally, because it's a lot of the blocks. So much energy goes into repressing those emotions that we haven't been able to completely move through, that we don't have that energy to heal our body. So, of course, the thyroid doesn't really get what it needs, or your adrenals are overrun and you're not repleting what you need, and so disease occurs. But it's not so much the disease as it is the sort of the core root of where the disconnection is that is to be addressed.
So is it accurate to say we make ourselves sick?
Oh, that's such a good question. So, Sherry, you've, I'm sure, had that, maybe that thought before. And then, like, how much wrongness is there in that? And now you have a problem.
Right.
Like, you're going to need therapy because you're making yourself sick. And, wow, you're something's wrong with you. You're just the one causing this. That's where I was for that year and a half. Like, oh, I got to stop doing this. I've got to overcome this. It's so not that. You simply haven't, and most people, it's like right now where we're entering into this higher frequency of pure love and light and connection and a new consciousness of this unity consciousness. Like, wow, I really am connected with the people around me. I'm not separate. That this occurs to us. It just was, we were in a different space before. So no wrongness. And not that you did this to yourself, because it was totally unconscious. It's energies you've moved through that sort of collect in your system, either from downloads in your upbringing of, like, specifically things your parents say, like money doesn't grow on trees, or you've got to work really hard in order to succeed, or just the energy download of being around an anxious mother who's afraid she can't survive on her own and isn't really honoring herself in a relationship. The child's energy body directly downloads that from the mother, from the people around her. So I see all the time people will say, my kid has anxiety or a behavioral problem, and when they do this work with me, their child resolves. Even physical problems. One woman's child was developing the same genetic disorder she had, and she said, I don't want that to happen. And when we did this work together, it allowed her child to resolve, so he no longer expressed that illness. So it isn't like we do it to ourselves. It's really something that we're just beginning to awaken to say, oh, how can I bring in more pure love and compassion and ease and fluidity instead of, like what I was doing, pushing myself to be better, trying to improve, trying to overcome, and that just created more inflammation and toxicity.
Wow. It makes so much sense logically, and it sounds so hard, which probably makes it worse. So it's really, what you're saying is let go, like be fluid, let this happen.
Yes.
I love that.
And that's like so simple that the mind's like, but how do I do that? So that's
yeah,
how
exactly.
I created the book and like even the video program that we'll gift to your listeners. And it's at drkimd.com/fork. That's the free gift. But it's sort of like the specific tools. That's why I created the Mind-Body Toolkit, to be a guide for this. Because I had learned a lot about mind-body medicine. Okay, yeah, mind and body are connected. The body can heal. So what the heck do I do with that? So when I created the book, I wanted it to be very much speaking to that question. Like, okay, here's your go-to. You're in line at the grocery store, and you're at a red light in the car, or you're in a conversation with your mother, and to have the awareness of what is happening in my body right now is the portal to opening to allow it to shift. The awareness is the portal. That's the point of where our consciousness or our attention comes into our body to allow this transmutation. So in the Mind-Body Toolkit, it sort of guides you through that.
It sounds like in the beginning, something like that kind of a tool, as valuable as it, I'm sure that it is, it would take some conscious concentration. Like I have to think to myself, what am I feeling right now? What am I experiencing? I have to hit the pause button. Does
yeah.
it ever become intuitive? Like you
yeah,
to think
because it can be a contracted thing at first. Like, oh, I've got to figure this out. I don't know what I'm feeling. I'm so disconnected. It's like, all right, just take a breath and let go of trying to figure it out. Because just by bringing your awareness to your body, like if you just take one deep breath and let it go and just say, hi, body. How's it going?
How's it going?
So now what you do is actually just let yourself receive. It's a let go of the, I don't know, nothing's coming in, or I don't hear anything, or I don't feel my body. Just that's all total BS.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like an old belief system that's blocking. So if you did know, and if you just asked and relaxed without really minding that it doesn't seem like anything's coming in, you actually will begin to receive what is coming in because it's there. It's already there. You're already connected in your body. You've just chosen to pay attention to other things and to purposely disconnect. So when you sort of just take that one breath and ask, you're turning off the disconnection. And so what ultimately is there is the connection. You don't have to try to make it. So the more you relax into it, the more you receive. And yes, it becomes very evident and easy and effortless and intuitive. And that's one of the first tools I teach in the sequence is called the ADC tool, the Instant Elevation. And I created a whole program just around the Instant Elevation tool. But that's one of the tools in the book. And I would just say if you just did that and nothing else, it will greatly assist you in this awakening and in connecting with your guidance.
Wow, I love that. What a valuable thing. And it takes no effort, really. Once you get down to it, you just ask. And you don't have to have a tool with you. You don't have to go anyplace. You just tune in. I love that. Speaking of tuning in, I tuned into YouTube not too long ago, and I saw you doing, it was pretty recently, something that you call, I love this, the woo-hoo tool. Can you share with us, just because I loved it and you and your energy, what is the woo-hoo tool?
Woo-hoo! So your body-mind system doesn't know the difference between the real and the perceived. And so if something happens that you're really passionate about, you're really excited about, and you're like, oh, this is awesome, it fuels you. It settles down inflammation. It improves your digestion. It allows you to take in the nutrients that you need and to release the things you don't need. It increases your endorphins, so it decreases pain. It also increases, like, bonding hormone or oxytocin, and it decreases cortisol, which is the stress hormone that makes us sick when it's in too high levels. And so when you do something like this tool, and I'll guide you through it a little bit, it's sort of, it brings your body into that state. Like, you don't actually have to have that thing happen and then you get to feel good. You can create that right now just by choice. So if you were, say you're on the phone or, you know, the phone rings and you pick it up, and a lot of people have this where you're constantly looking to your phone to give you something, like, maybe someone liked me, maybe someone commented on my thing, or maybe this person called, or maybe Oprah called to invite me to her show, and my whole life's about to happen. Whatever it is you think is in there, it's not in there. It's not out there in the world or in there in your phone. So, like, every time you're going to reach for your phone to, like, check your email again or check your Facebook or check whatever that is going to give you that temporary high, be willing to give it to yourself. And this is one way to do that. So if you did get that call or that email and it said blah, 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 whatever, like, what would that be and what would that feel like? And how awesomely excited would you be? And so you want to cultivate that and sort of, like, bring that in and just celebrate the awesomeness of it. And then you just let out a big, and, like, let your body just celebrate just being alive, like, just because you choose to celebrate, because that does create a new brain state and it creates new chemicals in your body and new balance of your hormones. And that opens you to perceive and receive the healing and the joy that's already here.
Wow. I love that. And, you know, I'm going to do that. My neighbors are going to think I'm crazy. I might have to close the windows. But I'm doing it. I love it.
Yeah. I do it a lot, like, out on my deck. And we live on, like, 10.5 acres. There's, like, a lot of land here. So I don't know if anybody hears me or not. But I'm like, you know what? They're going to be psyched if they hear me. So let it rip. Uh-huh. And it doesn't matter, like, what other people think, especially when you do EFT and you're, like, tapping the meridian points on your head or tapping the meridian points under your arm. And people will say, oh, that looks really weird. And I'm always like, who cares? If my body needs something and this is going to help me feel so much better, Like, who the heck cares? And I'll just do it walking down the street or sitting in my car or in a cafe. Like, and what you'll find is people aren't really thinking what you think they're thinking.
There, I would be thinking, if I heard you woo-hoo, I would say, I'll have what she's having. Give
yeah,
me some of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's mostly what happens, you know, and even if you're doing something that looks weird, like EFT, people are always really intrigued, like, because you know what, everyone around you is in pain as well, and people will often say, like, what are you doing, or sometimes people will say, is that EFT? I learned EFT, and tell me more about it, but regardless of what it is, people are in pain, and so anyone who is going to give you judgment, it's just them being in their pain. It's just the need for more compassion. So let that show up. Let that be an invitation for you to have more compassion for you and for those around you.
I love that. And what a perfect place for us to conclude, which I'm sorry that we're about out of time. You've shared with us about your special gift, and we appreciate that. And I will make sure that everybody has a hot link to get directly to that, because you will not want to miss out on that opportunity. If someone wanted to learn more about you or purchase your book, where would we tell them they would go?
They can go to drkimd.com. It's drkimdaramo.com, but you don't need to spell Daramo. You could just go to drkimd.com. And there's a quiz on the front page as well that sort of guides you through getting some clarity on what's really holding me back, what's the way of being I've been stuck in that's really preventing me from receiving health and abundance and joy and all the things that bring me into fruition and vitality. And so that quiz is on the front page. But I send out, like, a ton of videos, and, you know, I always post videos on the YouTube station, and I love interacting with people who are interested in this, so they could reach out to me directly if they go to my website. It, you know, it will put them on my email list, and you'll be hearing from me, and we can connect that way.
I love that, and I do love your YouTube channel. As I said, I saw that woohoo, and I had to ask you about that. So it was wonderful. So thank you. Thanks for joining us today. And what did I tell you? This woman is electric. So thank you for being with us, Kim. And that is our segment for today, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to watch for more from me, Sherry Clark, and from Fork in the Road. We'll see you soon.